Hello, welcome back. I'm Charles Showalter. You're listening to the Union Edge Laborers Talk Radio. Thank you very much for tuning in. We appreciate you hanging out with us for the afternoon. That's for sure. We like your company. Thank you for being with us. Hey, just want to remind you, folks, listen, this is your radio program. It's not mine. It's not Angela's. It's not Brittany's. It's yours. We want your ideas, your suggestions, and even your critiques. Send them to requests@theunionedge.com, requests@theunionedge.com. Guarantee you we'll read them. We'll take them to heart. Can't guarantee we'll get you an answer, but, you know, we're gonna do the right thing. And speaking of critiques, you know, when you get an email from a friend, it starts off saying, I don't want to pick on you, but, and I fully deserved it, and my friends can do that, you can do that, but to help me come to the realization that I could have done a better job, it's Katie Dexter of Apple Tree Media Works. Katie, welcome back.
Hey, Charles. Thanks for having me on.
Always a pleasure. We appreciate it. And Katie, you are my conscience, and you keep me out of trouble on the web, and I appreciate that very much. And we all got a giggle on that email when it came in. So long story short, let me explain what I did. You know, I we have domains. We have a number of different domain names that we use for different things. And, you know, I had them all on auto renew, which I thought I was doing the right thing. But unfortunately, folks, I did not have it with the new credit card. So as a result, we actually lost our domain for about 4 hours. Not our main domain, but one of our domains that we use for email. And Katie was able to rescue us and protect us one more time. Katie, thank you.
No problem, Charles.
So talk to us about domain names and seriously what we have to be aware of.
Well, you know, one of the first questions I get when we have a new client call us is, you know, how do I get a good domain name? What do I choose? And, you know, there's a little bit of strategy to it, a little bit of logic to get the best one out there. Definitely take some brainstorming of your keywords, you know, but you still want it to be easy. You still want it to be short. You still want it to be people to be able to remember it. So definitely put some time and effort into choosing your domain name. Which you guys did. You guys have great domain names. It's easy to get to your website based on your domain name. One of the new things that some people are asking us is, what about these new domain extensions that are out there? We've seen everything from .photography to .tv to just about anything you can imagine, good or bad. You know what? These are cool. These are cool for promotional type things, but you don't want these as your like full-time domain name. Our company uses unionmade.website. And as you can guess, that takes you to our website about our union-made websites, which makes sense. But you're probably going to want something more standard for your business. .coms, I got to tell you, they're still the way to go, especially since companies like Apple on their keyboard actually have a .com button. How cool is that?
Very cool.
So definitely consider that.
You know, and we dodged the bullet on what happened with us, and it was fixed pretty easily. But if we had allowed our domain to slip, what could have happened?
Well, there's a couple different things. As you guys found out, when you let your domain expire, it accidentally expires. Yours was a complete accident. It goes into a 30-day redemption period. And during that time, your registrar can charge you large fee between $80 and $200 to get your domain name back out of expiration status. And we call that a close one. It really is, because it can be worse. Like you guys said, you guys got lucky. You were able to hop right back in there, get it renewed. Everything was safe and sound. That's not always the case. Sometimes someone else has purchased that domain. It's gone past the 30-day window. Somebody else grabbed it. And you know what? They're holding it for ransom. And this is a completely legal thing to do. I've seen a couple of clients over the years come to us, you know, to tell us, you know, I just spent $20,000 to get my domain name back from a competitor. And this is legal. Those domain auctions that you see, domain back ordering, all of these things are legal.
Wow.
Yeah. But sometimes they don't want to sell it. You know, you weren't alone, and I told you this with your domain name issue this week. I had another client call me. She's been on vacation for about 2 months now. Very lucky client. She came back, and there's a new website where her website used to be. And that new website is there permanently. They've trademarked the name. They've named their company, her new domain name, and it's gone. It's not for sale back. It's gone. So that's, you know, the worst thing that could happen is it's completely gone.
And this is equally devastating for a union or for a district or for just people in general. I mean, you know, if your Teamsters local, 191, and somebody, you let it go, you may not get that back, and Lord only knows what they're going to do with that.
Exactly. Yep. You know, and there's a couple steps you're going to have to do. You know, you're going to have to get a domain name, or if they're offering up a ransom, you're going to have to pay the ransom. You could get lucky and they could not renew the domain name next year. But in the meantime, you have to do something. I did this week. I helped my client do this. She had to get a new domain name. So, of course, your first step is buying the new domain name. This is by far the easiest and cheapest part of what's going to happen. Your domain name per year is between $12 and $20 a year. Not a big deal. So you pick your new domain name, but now you've got to point your website to your new domain name. Hopefully your website hosting did not expire when your domain expired. So if it didn't expire, we can go in there. We'll help you. We'll repoint your files over. We'll get your website back up. Great. We might have to do a little bit of work behind the scenes, adjust some of your programming. Still not a big deal. But then it starts to get worse. You're going to have to recreate all your email accounts at the new domain name. And now you need to notify all of your contacts about your new email address. And this can get even trickier, like you were saying, with the locals and organizations. You know what? If your employer bought that domain name, they actually can set up a catch-all email address. And now anyone who emails your old address is actually going to get those emails. There is some legal repercussion in there, but you know what? Catch-alls are completely legal, and rebuying a domain name is completely legal. So again, this is a big deal. And then, of course, your signs, your vehicles, your stationery, think of everywhere that domain name is. You know, this gets expensive, and you may have to rethink the ransom if there's one up there.
Yeah, absolutely. Katie, I mean, this is a lot of food for thought. If we have any idea or suggestions or comments, how do we get a hold of you?
Well, you can visit our website, appletreemediaworks.com. Our contact form is there. Our phone number's there. You know, you can always call us directly. I'm more than happy to help you in this situation.
Yeah, absolutely. I'm going to see if I can order the Chamber of Commerce, but that's another story in and of itself. Katie, it's always a pleasure. Thank you very much for what you do for us and for anybody. I got to tell you, Katie, you do great work, and we're always appreciative of what you do.
Thanks so much, Charles.
Thank you. It was Katie Dexter of Appletree Media Works. I'm Charles Showalter. You're listening to the Union Edge Laborers Talk Radio.